Today, Farm Bureau Ag with thoughts and research findings of sage grouse and wild horses. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Last week, the Daily Roundup, a digital newsletter by the Public Lands Council, highlighted an article that was published by the Laramie Boomerang that reported on the research findings of the University of Wyoming. After 15 years of study involving more than 1,000 sage grouse in central Wyoming, the research findings indicate it would be highly beneficial if wild horses were managed at or below the Bureau of Land Management's maximum appropriate management levels. Overpopulation of wild horses has been considered a risk for the well-being of sage grouse since Nevada first started developing a conservation management plan for sage grouse over 25 years ago. While this Wyoming research further solidifies the case, it still is going to take BLM actually managing wild horses at or below AML to get the job done. To their credit, the BLM in Nevada have been working diligently over the past several years to make a dent in the overpopulation. Their March 2024 estimate for Nevada reports there are 33,338 wild horses and 4,685 burros. The combined total of 38,023 is just under three times the appropriate level of 12,811. We're still waiting for the next version of the BLM sage-grouse plan. Ideally, they will include better wild horse management to make a difference. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.